Hello, this is George Waring, and I submitted this column to the Butte Weekly on October the 7th. And it deals with plutocracy and sedition. In early October, CREW, that means the Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, a public interest group. In early October, CREW filed its latest financial report on the health of our political system, a system dominated, as we've seen, by plutocrats. So here's a short summary of a very lengthy report written by Rebecca Jacobs and Angela Lee. And I'll quote, "Some 1,283 corporate and industry groups have donated over $44 million directly to the pro-Trump Sedition Caucus House of Representatives members' campaigns and their leadership PACs." Not only is that $44 million boosting a group of election objectors, it is revealing dozens of broken corporate promises. After the January 6th insurrection, 147 members of Congress voted not to certify the results of the 2020 election, prompting nearly 250 companies to suspend their donations to those members. But in the period since that attack, more than two-thirds of those companies have abandoned their promises by resuming their donations to the seditionist MAGA members. CREW's new and comprehensive report sheds light on the corporate groups who have abandoned their pledges to stop donations, from the companies that are spending the most to those that are supporting the most seditionists. Many of these corporations are making contributions to dozens of seditionists. For example, Lockheed Martin has lined the campaign coffers of 90 of those pro-Trump members. UPS has given $480,000 to 79 of the MAGA members. Koch Industries, the top donor on the list, has given $626,000 to 78 members of the MAGA people. Many companies refrained from giving for a period of time after the insurrection, but they've since opened the floodgates of their contributions. Home Depot, in particular, has quickly become the third biggest corporate donor to the Republican Sedition Caucus, with its donations already totaling $525,000 since the company started contributing again back in December of 2021. AT&T has given over $300,000 to 70 members of the Sedition Caucus. Home Depot refrained for a time, but this year it's resumed massive contributions to the MAGA Republicans. It is now ranked third in the sum of corporate contributions to the Sedition Caucus. So our researchers, Jacobs and Lee, point out that these widespread donations have exposed corporate priorities time and time again. Dozens of companies choose to support shady actors in a broken system over sticking to their promises to help repair that system. Jacobs and Lee also conclude that it's possible for companies to take a sincere stand in favor of political integrity and our democracy that remains under threat. And while high-profile companies like Microsoft, Nike, and Target have done so, too many have not. So as we approach 2 years since the insurrection, CREW is continuing to shine a light and hold both the participants and the enablers of this violent attack on our democracy accountable. And so I thank you, Citizens for Ethics in Washington, CREW, for that news that I have never read in a newspaper so far. Yeah, I think I'll better just stop there. That's a good place. Yeah, I feel tired out. Yeah. And it's hard to keep going